Welcome to the Holistic Human Design Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Brianna Eve, certified BG5 business consultant, International Human Design School holistic analyst student, and positive psychology strengths coach, helping you focus on what you can control so that you can flourish from the inside out. This podcast is for you if you are looking for an unfiltered approach to personal development and human design. There is no holding back here, so buckle up and let's get started with the episode. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, everybody. My name is Ashley Brianna Eve, and I am your host of the Holistic Human Design Podcast, where I help you get back into the passenger seat of your life, which was something that came out when I was talking with one of my one-on-one clients the other day. And I said, I don't want you to get back into the driver's seat of your life. I want you to get back into the passenger seat of your life. And since then, it's really stuck. It was a huge aha moment for my client. So we are rolling with it. It'll become part of the brand language. You're going to notice it more to get back into the passenger seat of your life, which is ultimately the whole point of human design and learning how to surrender. Now, today is going to be a really powerful episode, I believe, in regards to purpose. If you are anything like me or the clients that tend to find me, you got on your spiritual awakening journey midlife, that midlife crisis, you know, likely middle 30s, late 30s, early 40s even, and you hit this place where you realized that there was more to life, that there was more potential for you, and that you were made for more than what you were currently living. And if you're anything like me and my clients, you got into the spiritual awakening journey, and then all of a sudden, finding the purpose of your life became your sole focus. And not only did it become your sole focus, but within that, it was preventing action into anything else because you were just looking for purpose. How do I find my purpose? What do I do for my purpose? How do I live my purpose? And I always say to my clients, my business is not my purpose. And this episode was actually born from my observations of 4-6, my observations from the roof, seeing people's interpretation of what my business isn't my purpose means to me, or means to have your business as a business and not an extension of your purpose. So I want to dive into this, and I hope it opens up your perspective, because again, I specialize in working with those that have gone on that eternal chase of trying to find their purpose and got nowhere, probably got more stressed, more burned out, more exhausted, and felt shittier about themselves because they couldn't find this one thing that they were supposed to do forever and ever, amen. And now you're here listening to this podcast, and I want to provide and be that light for you that there's a different way to look at it. And I want to loosely quote Richard Rudd here because I don't have the exact quote of his, and I can't find where I heard this back in the day, but it was seared into my memory, and it's something I go back to over and over and over again. He said that when he hears someone say, I'm looking for my purpose, he knows that they're new to the Gene Keys system, because as you go, you learn and embody the fact that your purpose is simply to be you. It is not what you do, it is who you be. And what you do is a natural extension of that. And he said that you can tell when someone's new to the system because it's all about purpose. And as they go through, they stop asking about purpose. And I find this to be one of those mile markers on someone's journey as they go through their deconditioning process, where purpose, as our mind and not self likes to define it, starts to slip away. And you start to simply embody who you be in this present moment. You start to embody your truth in this present moment. And what you do is an extension of that. What you do is an extension of you living your life fully, authentically, and within surrender to passenger consciousness, which is a very different perspective of purpose than what we are conditioned to believe it is. And it's also such a freeing place to get to, because I believe so many people are burning out on this hamster wheel of seeking purpose rather than simply being who they are in the present moment. And I want to use an analogy. I'm a storyteller, and I want to tell you guys a story in relationship to what this looks like with horses. Now, for those that are newer to my world, you may not know that I've been an equestrian since I was 5 years old. I competed horses my entire life, And as I've transitioned throughout my life, I don't ride anymore, although I have very expensive, very beautiful young horses that I could train right now and bring up the levels. However, I don't train them anymore. And this is an important message that I wish to bring through and help illustrate purpose and the pressure we put on ourselves in regards to purpose. All right, so here we go. In the equestrian industry, you hear a lot of people saying, I don't want to waste my horse's potential. And that's a conditioned thought I even get with my horses frequently. I look at them outside. One of my horses I specifically bought in utero, so before he was even born, to work up the levels and compete at the high levels. And I look at him frequently. I can hear that conditioned voice come up over and over again of, I think I'm wasting his potential. And first I want to say, I'm going to do a separate episode on the voices of the throat because I'm not meant to say I think. And as soon as I hear myself say, I think I'm wasting his potential, or I think he should be working, or I think he should be showing, I know immediately that that is actually not my voice. And that is the conditioning. When I shift over into, or I naturally flow in how I speak, I believe a horse's job is solely to be a horse. I know that is a core voice, that is my core voice, and that is my truth being expressed outwards through my throat. And so number one, I notice that. I've become attuned to that where I start to say, I think he's wasting his potential. I think he should show versus I believe a horse's job is to be a horse. Yet we get all this conditioning in the horse industry, the equestrian industry of, I think I'm wasting my horse's potential. And you even see people sell their horses because they're worried about them being a pasture pup. They're worried about them not having a job. They're worried about them being able to go up the levels and them never, as a rider or owner, never being able to achieve that with the horse. So they sell their horse. Yet what comes through for me is waste his potential. His potential is in regards to being a horse. His purpose is to simply be a horse. Yes, they can learn and be trained to love the competitive scene, yet they don't seek it out. Horses, as much as humans want to project on them that they love winning, they love competing, yes, we breed it into them to be more receptive to that training, to have that competitive edge, but we are the ones projecting on them that their purpose is anything other than to be a horse, that their purpose is anything other than to seek out friends and family and spend their days around their herd, that their purpose is anything bigger than enjoying a good roll in the sun, good food, shelter from the rain, seeking out happiness, that their purpose is anything other than strictly to be a horse. A horse does not understand purpose, no matter how much we want to project it on them. And we are one with nature. We are not far removed from our animal friends, from nature, from the cycles. Especially I find women with our monthly cycles, our weekly cycles. When we line up and attune to Gaia, when we line up and attune to nature, our life completely changes. And the curse of our evolution, I believe, is the mind. Now, the mind is not the brain. The mind is not thinking. The mind is not logic. The mind, quantum physics doesn't even fully understand. And the mind operates through our not self pressure. Your mind is the spokesperson for your not self. And so the mind is going to have those fears, fear of loss of purpose, as an example. And it's going to put that pressure on you, maybe with your undefined route to achieve and to go and to hit these milestones and to finish projects and climb up the corporate ladder and all these other things, running away from a fear of lack of purpose, running away from a fear of death. And that's your gate 28, one of my favorite gates in the body graph, running away from a fear of the past from gate 44, running away from a fear of responsibility, gate 50, running away from a fear of futility, gate 47, running away from a fear of rejection from gate 43. And when we start to search for quote unquote purpose from these fears, we get in these hamster wheels, we get in these loops that do not serve. And then we're seeking something, not because it's true for us in that moment, but because we're running away from something. We're running away from fear. We're running away from our past. We're afraid of the future. And that is no place to find purpose from. Your purpose comes from this present moment. Your purpose comes from fully being authentically you in this moment. Your purpose comes from a life well lived that experiences the width, the height, and the depth of what you are meant to experience in this life. And your purpose will be a natural follow along, a natural extension of you simply being you, because you're going to be in the right place at the right time. You're going to see the right people. And for those, just a little side note here, that have worked with me in human design, you know, this is loosely, I'm touching on your nodes. When you're in the right environment, the north and south node on the design side, the red side, you can see the right people. The north and south node on the personality side, the black side. But none of this comes from running away from our fears. None of this comes from allowing our self-sabotage patterns to dictate the direction we go in. And none of this comes from control of the mind. It truly comes from this place of getting back into the passenger seat of our life, getting back into attunement and alignment with nature and her cycles. We don't see the birds wish they were a horse and the horse wish they were a bird. We don't see the seasons wish they were a different season or try to rush up the season to get into another season. It's these ebbs and flows and cycles and a beingness in the present moment that transcends the mind, that transcends the not self, that transcends all these stories and beliefs that you've collected like pebbles along the way. And while it might seem like an innocent pebble that you picked up, as you put those pebbles in your backpack, they weigh you down, they slow you down, and they create that doubt and confusion around the wrong things, which keep you stuck in these cycles of seeking purpose and never actually being the fullest expression of who you are, because you're running away from the conditioning, you're running away from the fear, and you're trying to seek what you are not. You are trying to fill up where you are not in your body graph, which is essentially trying to be the openness rather than your definition. So what are three tips that you can walk away with today and begin implementing in your own life? Tips that I work with my clients, my high performing clients that are looking to essentially go through an adrenaline detox and find out their truth, find out who they were and always were below the layers of should, need, and have to. Number one, slow down. Create new habits that create spaciousness and start to scratch the record of the not self, which has become autopilot to operate from in your life. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy in the self-development space around morning routines. And while I don't believe everyone needs a morning routine, I am a firm believer in pausing and going in before going out into the world as being an essential piece of really staying grounded throughout the day so that we are responding, regardless of design, let's not take it too literally, so that you are responding rather than reacting to the day. And a little routine that works really well for me is I actually start the day with yin yoga. Boho Beautiful is one of my favorite yoga apps and my favorite yoga couples. And they have a lot of options for yin yoga. And that was a place where I learned not just the art of stillness, true stillness, because you are holding poses for 2 to 10 minutes, but it also taught me very practically that there's going to be tension before the breakthrough. Because what you find often in yin yoga is your muscles contract and hold on. And then they start to loosen a bit. And the longer you stay there, the more they open up. And it really taught me the power of stillness. And it really taught me the power of staying with the discomfort rather than trying to move out of it, because it's so easy to be like, oh, I held it long enough, and move out of the pose because it's uncomfortable. There's days in yin yoga I'm sweating because it's so uncomfortable. Not hurting, that's a different story, right? We don't want to stay in it through hurt and pain, but staying in it in the discomfort has really taught me valuable lessons of sitting in my shadows, sitting in the void, and appreciating the shadow and the void for being my portal, for being the gateway into my breakthrough. Number two is stop seeking feeling good and seek alignment from the present moment. not from a place of, well, what is this going to look like in 10 years or 50 years? When we're looking at from spiritual awakening, be so present in the moment that you're not, again, from the lesson of the yin yoga, necessarily seeking feel good. Because using that analogy again, if I gave up every time it didn't feel good, I would never release the tension in my hips. My hips get so tight from back injuries, old back injuries. Now, in relationship to this, I want to impart wisdom that one of my instructors said when I think it was my PTL 2, level 2 at the International Human Design School. And he said, the not self gets the loudest when you are in alignment. And so that's how I say it my own way, is stop seeking feeling good and seek alignment. Because the not self is going to get the loudest when it's losing control, which is the opposite of what we are often conditioned to believe. We are conditioned to believe if you are in alignment, it feels good. If you are in alignment, you're happy. If you are in alignment, you have this full body hell yes, and you're turned on and everything's going easy. And that could not be further from the truth. Again, using the yoga analogy, my biggest breakthroughs and where I feel the most relief is on the other side of the discomfort of holding those poses. Yet the discomfort of holding those poses open up the alignment within my body and open up spaciousness within my body to really be embodied rather than disembodied. And number three is focus on living your definition. A lot of people get fixated on the openness and try to learn all they can about the openness. You get your life back first and foremost by living your definition. From a strength psychology perspective, your definition, those are your inherent strengths. It is inherently who you are and the gifts you bring to this world. So number three is focus on living your definition rather than seeking answers through the openness. And this is a bonus one, but number four, what I'm going to say is start to attune to nature. I have clients where part of their job is to go out and watch horses in the field or watch how animals behave. Get back in touch with nature. This also might look like going and sitting by a river, walking through the forest. Get back in tune with the natural cycles, with the natural flow, and your alignment with all of it, your alignment with Gaia. And when we start to appreciate and notice how nature itself lives and operates, we start to notice that in seeking alignment through the not self mind, we're actually misaligned with nature. And we give ourselves more permission for purpose to simply be a natural extension of who we are in this very moment and the natural expression authentically of who we are in this very moment. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please give it a screenshot and share with someone you know it could really use this information. I'm over on Instagram at AshleyBriannaEve, or you can check out my website at AshleyBriannaEve.com. I'll see you in the next one. And remember, it's not about getting back in the driver's seat of your life, but in getting back into the passenger seat of your life.